இருக்கீங்க.
Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, I guess I received a letter from you guys just to tell me for if I do want to do a renovation or whatever for my business.
Okay. And you received a mailer from us?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the number I saw.
Yeah. Is there a 16-digit reservation code on there?
Yeah, the one in fixed card exchange, right? Or
yes. Could you repeat that back to me? And then I can pull up the information that we have on file for your business.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me read this to you.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. 0811-0699-0002-7592.
Okay, one second here. Shoot. Sir, could you please repeat that back? I must have punched in a wrong number there.
Okay, one second. Let me read the... Okay. Hey, you send the account number, right? That's, I believe...
There's a reservation code on the mailer that we had sent out to you.
Okay, hold on. Let me see the reservation number because I can't find only the account number. I don't know if that's the one. Hold on.
Okay.
Just one second. Okay, reservation.
It should be on the front, towards the top, I believe.
It says here, not reservation, but account number.
Hmm.
That will work?
It won't, but, let's give it a shot. Could you just repeat it back to me, please?
Okay, 0821.
Got it.
0699. 0002-7592.
7592. Let's see if this will work here. Okay, and are you with Brito Home Improvement?
Yes, that's me.
Okay. And I am speaking with, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name?
Evaldo Brito.
Okay. And we are dealing with a new phone system here, and we've had a couple calls drop here and there. What would be a good phone number in case the call drops that I could call you back on?
Yeah, actually the signal is bad. It's 203-808-7255.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and then I just want to confirm some information that we have on file for you. Is the billing address for your business still 54 City Hill Street in Naugatuck, Connecticut?
I just relocated. On the beginning of this year.
Okay.
Badger. Everything else has remained the same. Only the streets changes. 1273 Rubber Avenue, R U B B E R Avenue.
Got it. All right.
Perfect. Naugatuck, Connecticut. Everything else is the same.
Okay. And then the your business, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, an LLC?
It's LLC.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. So what you had received there was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a bunch of different programs, and I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Well, two things I need the right way. I need to get a new truck and a couple machines for bent aluminum for siding and, and advertising,
Okay.
Maybe it'll grow a little bit.
And some marketing. Okay. So do you do, is it rain gutters?
Come again?
Do you specialize in, you said that you need aluminum benders. Is that for rain gutters or what do you guys do over there?
Well, I do general remodeling.
And
I've been there a woman because a lot of time when you do addition or change something, mm-hmm. you always have to put a siding or something,
Right, right. Do you do exterior and interior work or?
Interior, exterior, plumbing, electrical, the whole nine thing.
Okay, great, great. How long have you guys been in business?
I've been in the business since 2004, I believe.
Right. Nice, nice. That's been doing it for a while, it sounds like, then.
Yeah.
Was there, besides the vehicle and the aluminum bender, you said you're looking for some capital for marketing. How much would you need for your marketing campaign?
Well, I don't want to start it to get you crazy. I checked
right.
a couple companies they I was offering me, and they say I'm good with as the way I want it, around $5,500 a year.
Okay.
For advertising stuff.
Okay. Are you familiar with working capital loans? Have you ever heard of those or taken one out?
No. That's my first time, though, because I received the letter. I said, well, what's the shot? Let's see what's going on with this.
Sure.
My majority, why I call, really is more because, I want to spend a little bit. I have one vehicle, and
okay.
I want to get another one.
Okay. So another full-size work truck?
Yes.
Okay, like an F-450 or 550 or something along those lines?
Yeah, I was thinking get same thing what I have. I have a Sierra.
Okay.
Sierra.
Nice.
Yeah, I like those. I like James C. better than the other. I already have Ford, Chevy, Dodge.
Yeah.
Looks like this one is less longer with me.
gotcha. So you tried them all, and that's your favorite.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay. Do you know how much that vehicle was going to set you back? Is it going to be new or used or?
Well, I prefer. Because it's even good for my business, because I want to buy for the business.
Okay.
And if you got to use, you're gonna, they're gonna jack it up the price anyways, and
right.
And gonna cost me if I buy a used car. I already know because I already checked.
Okay.
Not gonna make any saving anyhow to buy a used car.
Okay, so we're looking for a new Sierra here.
A new vehicle, yeah.
Okay, and then would you happen to know maybe a ballpark of how much that would cost? Maybe upwards like 40, 50 grand?
Yeah, around there, between 38 to 48.
Okay.
The average.
Okay, no problem. And then I was just real curious, we base some of our programs off of the sales of your business from the year before. Would you happen to know what the business did last year as far as sales were concerned?
I did last year around 98, I think it was 98 to 105, something like that.
Okay. All righty. And then, real quickly, how would you rate your personal credit? Is it above average, average, maybe a little bit below average?
The last time I checked was in a good stand, around the 60s, five up.
Okay. Okay. Just the reason I ask is there's just some minimum qualifications to see, you know, before we can.
Definitely.
And then also, have you approached your local bank, you know, gotten any feedback from them as far as if, you know, they could give you a hand or?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a part of a credit union.
Okay.
I worked before for the city where I live.
Oh, okay.
And my account is with the Federal Credit Union with them.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Have they given you any feedback or were able to make any offers to you to maybe assist in this as well or?
Well, no, you guys the first one I was looking to this.
Okay.
The answer to you, for a couple past years, the business was not that great. And it seems like everybody now not afraid to spend money on it. And I said, oh, it's good.
Yeah.
You know, that's why, well, otherwise I'm not even going to try to buy a new vehicle. I was going to use what I have.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, we have a really simple process here. It's just a one-page application. We would look at, 6 months of bank statements for the business, the most recent ones, the quote on the vehicle that you're looking for. Do you already have a quote for that the GMC Sierra that you're looking at?
No. I'm just checking it out with you.
Okay.
And there's the letter I want to how they do all this. I don't, you know. If I tell you, I just was looking, you know, as goof around. But then I received this letter. I said, oh, well, it looks like, you know, look like I can do some things.
Yeah.
You know, offer me heck.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
when the people offer your help, so you might as well take it.
Absolutely. And we work at a really quick pace here. So we could, we just require a couple documents and we can get you, some feedback inside of 24 hours so you can know if you have an approval there or not. So we work pretty quickly.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to hang this call. I got something people called me. Can I call you in like, 10 or 15 minutes again?
Yeah, can I give you my direct dial here? Do you have a pen handy real quickly?
No, I don't right now.
You know what? I have your number. How about I give you a call back in about a half hour?
Beautiful.
Okay, sounds good. We'll talk then.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
No problem. Alrighty, bye-bye.